The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And we are ready to go, and so it is. The Piano Matters, and this is another edition of Extraordinary Piano Playing. I'm your programmer, your commentator, your host, David Dubal. The great Leonard Bernstein wrote, "The key to the mystery of a great artist is that for reasons unknown, he will give away his energies and his life just to make sure that one note follows another and leaves us with the feeling that something is right in the world." Ah, wonderful words from Lenny. Samuel Barber was certainly the golden boy of American composition for years. He got terrific commissions and he always had important performances. And his music made a deep impression, this type of romantic classical elegance in all of his music. Most of us know the Adagio for strings, but there's so much now that is not played. Toscanini was the one who made the Adagio famous, and the Piano Sonata became famous through Vladimir Horowitz, who premiered it in, imagine, 1949 in Havana. You could still do such things there. And dozens of pianists subsequently wanted to play the Barber Sonata. Horowitz, of course, made a legendary recording. I once talked to Barber on the telephone, and he said he still couldn't get over Horowitz's playing. But that doesn't mean that subsequently other pianists did not play the Barber. So many did. And I have a comparative performance for us. We shall hear the tiny little scherzo, the second movement. And walking to his Steinway is the American pianist Howard Abel. So let's have the 2 minutes of the second movement of the Barber Sonata. Well done, Mr. Howard Abel. And I haven't seen you for a long time, and I know that you listen to The Piano Matters, so I hope you're listening to yourself. As I said, Barber, along with Copland, was the most performed American composer of, from the 40s through the 60s, even, I would say. Barber died in 1982, 72 years old, and since his death, the rates of his performances have been steadily declining. This is the tragedy of every American composer. The only thing left, it seems, is the Rhapsody in Blue. So here again is the second performance of Barber's second movement to his piano sonata, the only one he composed, and we shall listen to the American player by the name of Leon Bates. And that was also good. Wasn't one a bit giddier, a bit lighter in that kind of insect embroidery figuration? What are your thoughts? Write to us at info@wwfm.org. Oh, we would love to hear from you. Can anybody be the greatest writer of all time? It's almost absurd nonsense. And yet many in all languages will say that Shakespeare is the greatest single writer that ever lived. Sigh no more, ladies. Sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot on sea and one on shore. To one thing constant, never. Yes, it's from Much Ado About Nothing. If I was the sole administrator of all education, I would make certain that Shakespeare was given a daily dose for at least a dozen years, starting at 7 years old. This is David Duball, and the program you are listening to, giving your ear to, is The Piano Matters. Sophia Agranovich is a beacon of light in New Jersey, where she is quite loved by her many students. She's a woman of real energy, and pianistic imagination when she plays. I'd like you to listen to her Centaur CD, her performance of Chopin's magnificent Second Ballade. Thank you. performance of the ballade in F major number 2 of Chopin, played by Sofia Argranovich. The ballade, by the way, is dedicated to no less than Schumann, who had in turn dedicated his Kreisleriana to Chopin. The two great masters, born only months apart, met only 2 times. The second time was a meeting at Schumann's apartment, where Chopin stayed the whole afternoon and played his G minor ballade for Schumann. I would have liked to have been there, those two flames of the romantic spirit in one room. The Piano Matters is heard weekly, and I thank all of those faithful listeners who love the piano and tune in. Remember, we need to be safe in this mad, mad world. A world without art is not a place to be. So contribute to our welfare, please. Keep the money coming in, because the art of music is necessary day after day. Oh, how badly we need that spiritual sustenance. So if you win the lottery, give 10 million of your 200 million to us. Nothing better could be. Or if you can afford less, let's have your less. Let's turn to the national hero of Canada, a man so fascinating that every day a new book is being composed about him. Name, Glenn Gould. And here is GG in the final movement of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Sonata in A minor. Thank you. I can tell the Glenn Gould touch even with the wax in my ears. What a player. What a sense of timing. It was the very underplayed eldest son of J.S. Bach, C.P.E. Bach, in the Sonata in A Minor. Here is from Bill Shakespeare's As You Like It. Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. And this our life, exempt from public haunt. Rosalind Turek was born in 1914. Oh, what a dreadful summer that was. And it was in Chicago. She's a Bach player of glory. And let's listen to Madame Turek in the last of the Goldberg variations, the aria da capo. Rosalind Turek, playing as only she can, for she was a true Bachian, the aria da capo of the Goldberg Variations, and there's no description or words for such music. This is David Dubal. You know that I'm glad to be with you, and we listen together to these wonderful artists of the piano. From the depths of Bach, we travel to lighter fare, much lighter, very inconsequential fare, yet fun to hear. Theodore Leschetizky, 1830-1915, was the greatest piano teacher of the age, and after Liszt, the greatest teacher, probably, of all time, because everyone said they constantly kept learning from him. And they came to Vienna in droves, 1,500 of them, including Mark Twain's daughter. And he taught no less than Paderewski and Moiseyevich and Brailovsky and Schnabel and Horzhovsky. And it goes on and on. There was supposed to be the Leschetizky method. And he said, there's no method. I teach everyone differently. And of course, in art, there cannot be a method. Scott Beard is a pianist who gave us some years back an attractive CD of Leschetizky's piano music. And they're fine salon pieces, as I said. sometimes full of wit. Let's listen to Scott Beard in one of the best-known pieces, The Two Larks, and then follow it up with A Little Waltz. Hope you like them.
Thank you.
was Scott Beard in Leschetizky's piece called Two Larks, and then A Little Waltz. Leschetizky wrote a great deal of music and had no pretense. He never considered himself a master. What a teacher he was. This is David Dubal, glad to bring you The Piano Matters. David Bar-Ilan. I knew him, and he was an amazing man. I mean, every part of his body not only was an elegant spring to the piano, he just knew exactly how to make the sound he wanted, which is always bracing, very crisp. We're going to hear him in the early work of Beethoven, the Sonata, Opus 2, Number 3. We've never had on the first movement, and we're going to have it now. David Bar-Ilan. Thank you. David Bar-Ilan in the first movement of the Sonata Opus 2, Number 3, published in 1797. It was often played by Beethoven himself in the homes of the noble patrons that he had. And it was often played by Beethoven himself at the homes of the noble patrons. By the way, the Opus 2, Number 3 was dedicated to Beethoven's teacher, Haydn. There is tradition and continuity. From the early music of Beethoven, let's move to the late period and the immortal Diabelli variations. And we'll listen to the late Edmund Battersby in the final variation in two versions, both played by him. First on the Graf piano of Beethoven's day and on a modern piano. Edmund Battersby was one of the finest persons I've ever known, and his death a couple of years ago shocked so many. How he adored the Diabelli. Edmund was on the faculty of Indiana University, and it's good to know that one of his last performances there was the Diabelli Variations. Here is Edmund Battersby in Variation 33, marked tempo diminuetto moderato, played first on the Graf pianoforte and then following on a contemporary Steinway. Thank you. Edmund Battersby in the Diabelli, 33rd and last variation, played first on the Graf piano, which Beethoven, by the way, owned Graf and liked it, and the modern Steinway following. And Beethoven, by the way, owned a Graf piano. Did you hear many differences? It's Tchaikovsky's turn on the Piano Matters. And in 1963, the French pianist Philippe Antoumois made a recording of only Tchaikovsky piano music. And it's not very well-known recording, and it should be. The Russian wrote over 100 pieces for the piano, yet they've never caught the fancy of pianists that much. Here is Antoumois in a delectable waltz. It's called Valse Scherzo. It's opus 7, an early piece. Tchaikovsky was about 24, and it's a really captivating work. and listen to its droll scherzo in the middle. Philippe Entremont playing it quite well in Tchaikovsky's Valse Scherzo, Opus 7. Please, won't you join us next week for another The Piano Matters. Let's conclude with John Donne. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bells toll. It tolls for thee. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.